Today, with the utmost reverence, we are gathered here in the Art Hall of the University of Wales, Trinity St. David, to hold a prayer session, remembering our world ancestors. This is the third time we are holding an ancestral remembrance ceremony in the United Kingdom. The first two ceremonies were in London. This time is also the first time ever we hold this ancestral remembrance ceremony at an overseas university. Thus, the meaning is very deep and truly historical. Today's ancestral remembrance ceremony actually has its source traced back to last August, when the Vice Chancellor of the University of Wales, Trinity St. David, and his team visited Hong Kong to meet with Venerable Master Ching Kong. It so happened to coincide with the ancestral ceremony of the Zhongyuan Festival. The purpose of the ancestral remembrance ceremony is to promote the virtue of filial piety, and its results have been quite effective. Last year, Vice Chancellor Hughes and his associates participated during the ancestral remembrance service, and the Vice Chancellor was deeply moved by the solemnity of the ceremony, so much so that he sincerely hoped and wished that a similar ceremony could be held in the United Kingdom. And this wish is what enabled the ancestral remembrance ceremony to be held twice in London for the first time, and now in Lampeter. Ancestral remembrance is a very important practice in Eastern culture. Its purpose is to express a remembrance and appreciation for our forefathers. In the Analects, Confucius says, "When the people are careful about observing all final rites and rituals for their parents, and continue this reverence even after the ancestors and parents are long gone, the virtue of the people will return to its simple kindness." This is a recognition of the positive function of ancestral services to stabilize society and promote harmony. We believe that ancestral remembrance services will bridge the cultural exchange between the East and the West and contribute towards world peace and harmony. Filial piety refers to the natural love that exists between parents and children. If we can extend this compassion to the rest of society, we will have a better world. Ancestral remembrance asks us to open our hearts by embracing all our past ancestors, connecting their teachings and wisdom, and bridging this wisdom with our future. Filial piety teaches us humility, selflessness, gratitude, and compassion for all beings. These are innate virtues of our original nature, which this ceremony allows us to tap into. In the beginning of the ceremony, when we open the entrance, we are acknowledging that time, the separation between past and present, is only a barrier in our mind. When we release the sound of firecrackers and invite the spirits of our ancestors to come forward to inspect the ceremony, we are showing our thoughtful respect and true appreciation for their presence. When we offer our consecrated offerings to them, we are representing our gratitude and showing our reverence and humility towards them. When we read the ode script and send the spirits off and close the entrance, we are seeking to establish the sincerity of our connection to them and seeking proper closure for the ceremony, wishing our ancestors peace and seeking to obtain their great wisdom. Master Ching Kong says, if we want to bring happiness to mankind, the best way to do so is to promote moral virtue and the teachings of the saints and sages, which teach us the way of filial piety. This is the utmost virtue. It is the hope that all the well-intentioned people in the world gather here today to promote the ancestral remembrance services. If we can do this, all the world, all the people in all the world will live a life of truthfulness, goodness, and beauty that is filled with wisdom and compassion. It is a vision that truly can be achieved. Thank you. Amitofo.